This meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to SSR2 Leadership Call on the 3rd of December, 2018 at 18:30 UTC. Attending the call today is Russ, Lauren, Eric, and Denise, and from ICANN.org is Nagar, Jennifer, and Brenda. Today's call is being recorded. I'd like to remind you to state your name before speaking, and Russ, I'll turn the leadership call over to you. Thank you.
Hi. Okay, I think the first thing is to talk about the face-to-face meeting that we're going to have either in Vancouver or LA. I don't know who's going to give that update.
Thanks, Russ. It's Jennifer. I can give a quick update. Unfortunately, it's not a very substantive one, but the meeting team have promised us today to provide some cost analysis between the two meeting venues. And so as soon as we get that information, we will certainly pass it along to you. I believe that the staff member who's working on it is in Europe, so it should come fairly soon. I'm not sure if you all have been informed or not, but if the meeting is to take place in LA, it would happen just off-site from the LA office at the hotel across the street, simply because the conference room, the big conference room in the LA office is already pre-booked, but all those costs will be noted in that analysis, which we'll share with you. Like I said, we'll get that to you hopefully by end of the day today, and I don't have any other updates on that. Unless you have questions, I'll move on to the second update that we have. So update number two from staff, I believe there was a request for a presentation on the DARS. So we spoke with David Comrade and the Alto team and their availability. Again, they're doing a bit of traveling at the moment, but they are able to join the review team's plenary call in a couple of weeks on the 20th of December. So we have asked them to tentatively hold that in their calendars. And if it's okay with you, we will schedule that on the agenda for that meeting in a couple of weeks' time. And with that, that's all my updates.
This is
so
Denise.
Happy to answer questions. Hi, Denise.
Go ahead, Denise.
Thanks. So I know Casey asked a question about the DAR, what the status is, what's happening with it. Is that why we're scheduling a presentation? Or did someone specifically ask for a presentation? Well, why, is there some reason why we wouldn't get an answer to the question, like the information in writing, and then determine, perhaps might be more efficient to get the information in writing and then determine if a presentation is needed?
I thought Casey explicitly asked for one in her note. Did I not remember that right?
Yeah, I don't recall either, but.
Hi, Russ and Denise. This is Nagar. Yeah, my understanding was also that Casey had asked for a presentation, which is what we presented to the SMEs and asked for. If the review team would rather have answers in writing instead of a presentation, I'm sure we can change the request, assuming Casey is on board with that as well, since she requested it, and have Casey provide a specific list of questions that we can then share with the team internally here and get answers to.
This is Denise. So may I actually just suggest to initially just let's just keep this simple. I think Casey asked a question about the status and, you know, what's going on. If the team could answer that question in writing and send any relevant information that we don't have, and to give Casey and other interested members a chance to look at that, and then I think that would then, if we feel a presentation is needed, certainly would make it a richer presentation because team members would have an opportunity to review written material before we have the presentation, and likely we could have a much more fruitful discussion. Any objections to that?
I think we need to circle back with KC since she made the offer, but I don't have any objection.
Yep, I'm not suggesting that we change anything except to make this a two-step process. Step one, have staff send written material that answers Casey's initial question, and then set up a presentation.
If I may add a comment here, I know that Casey had noted she was going to listen in on the presentation that the Octo team was going to make on DAR to ESSEC. Perhaps if we can ask Casey to present an update on that discussion or presentation from ESSEC during the upcoming plenary call and see if that has answered her questions, and maybe she can provide a briefing to the review team from her findings. Because if that presentation to ESSEC has answered her questions, then KC is able to share what the Octo team already presented on the updates on DAR and next steps, which I believe was the purpose behind that presentation, then her questions are answered and we can just have her update to the team. And if that's not sufficient, then we can proceed with next steps.
This is Denise. I'll volunteer to take this offline and hook up with KC and then come back with a list on what the preferred path is.
Okay, thank you. So turning to the next agenda item, which is what are we going to talk about on Thursday? I'm baffled by the silence we got on the consensus call. I kind of recognize that Eric and Denise said this happens when they debrief what happened before the pause, that we ask a question and get silence, and then we put something before the team and we get criticism. Okay, so now we've circled back and put something in writing and silence. Do you think we can take this as consensus, or do you think we need to do something else?
So hi, this is Lauren. Just as a quick note before we go ahead with this. Looking at the Google Doc that I've got in front of me, we currently have 38 items open. And wait a second, I'll post the link as well. And some of these edits that really go beyond, you know, small stuff that was intended. So for example, if you look at like end of page one, essentially we have a whole paragraph completely that proposed to be completely changed, and so on. So I'm not quite sure how I would put this into final form tomorrow, because these are significant changes.
I'm confused. Maybe I'm not looking at the correct view of this document, but I only see minor edits and some comments off to the side.
Okay, if you go to the bottom of page one, process and method, second paragraph, essentially half the text Sorry, Eric, I didn't understand what he said.
I didn't say anything. I'm on mute.
Okay, I had something from somewhere.
So your point is about this unable to access and analyze the internal workings? That part?
Yeah, so these are significant changes to the wording. You know, a lot of other stuff is fine, but some are significant, because this is like This was a big point, right, that we had no authority to access and analyze these internal workings, and now someone's proposing to cut them. So I'm not, you know, this is not what we had rough consensus on anymore, probably.
Well, it looks like someone is just moving where that said, right? Or was that being added and then deleted and then added again?
So I currently don't see where the no authority to analyze internal workings went.
It's in the second.
Oh, no. Yeah, it's there. Yeah, it's very confusing in that view. You're right. This is there. So I'm sorry. So it is a lot. Essentially, I will do another edit. I didn't want to start making changes before the deadline has passed. Again, my apologies.
I think someone was just making an editorial that it reads better if it comes before.
Yeah.
The other part.
No, I think I misread that. So it should be fine. So essentially, also sorry for sending two emails. I thought I should do it, and then you also did it, Russ. But then I'll do like a final edit tomorrow, and then should we put it on the agenda again in its final form, or do we take this as accepted?
I think we just put it on the agenda to say thank you for your comments. Here's just making sure everyone has the final.
Okay, that's good. So I'll do these final edits. Shall we send another reminder so that everyone's aware that this is closing tomorrow, or do you think we're good?
So it was supposed to close before this call today.
I think we said tomorrow, no?
No, I think if that happened, it's because you and I sent different closing times.
So I think I said tomorrow, end of day. To give people free
I did right before this call.
Okay.
My thought was we would be able to act in terms of the agenda if we knew this was behind us.
Okay. I do not expect further edits, to be honest. So I'll do it tomorrow. So in case someone didn't see your message or is confused, they have until, you know, the latest deadline that we have given.
Yeah.
Okay. Should there be any major things, I'll let you know by email, but I don't think it will happen.
But I mean, didn't only 4 or 5 people weigh in, and they're all editorial, right?
Yeah, I think it's mostly editorial.
Actually, Denise's might not be. I read this as loosely to mean starting point for implementation. What did the space look like before the recommendation was implemented?
Yes, so this is Lauren again. I have a few things where I kind of asked people to discuss, and there has not been a discussion. I reminded people of the discussion on the call last week. So essentially, I'll just try to clear it up to the best of my ability.
Do you need anything else from me, Lauren?
So, Denise, the only thing you have been, like, involved in or like, where you commented was the – so Casey was asking clear baseline for successful implementation, and you were, like, just losing me with starting point implementation, and – I kind of wrote, I have a similar interpretation, and if anyone had, like, a better word to describe this, I think KC just thought that the word baselines here in the last paragraph of method was maybe unclear. That's my interpretation.
Oh, is that all this is asking for, is to replace that with a description of unclear what the situation was before implementation began?
I think that is what my idea would be, that it's like this kind of, the baselines were like what happened before and what's supposed to happen after, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll do
now
that.
Now I understand what that comment's about.
I would suggest that we lock the Google Doc, and then send a final
a PDF or Word around to the list so everyone has it too.
Yes, I will do that tomorrow. It's just, you know, my email said tomorrow evening, and that went out before Rutgers, but arrived in people's inbox after Rutgers. I don't know why. That's why we have a version.
Right, yeah, we want to do
frowning.
All right. So in terms of the agenda, we do want to go through this preamble text. I asked the workstream authors to put together something based on this. I haven't seen any responses from them to say yes or no. So I'm assuming that's a yes. Eric, since you're one of them, maybe you can tell me where.
It's tough to know what to do. So first, it's end of semester here, so it's extremely chaotic. So the odds of me actually even being able to make the call this week are remote. Certainly using the template of something that's in heavy flux is difficult, right? I mean, like we just had this sort of first chunk of this meeting attributed to sort of resolving what people's consternation was over the text. It's really hard to use it as a baseline. So it kind of feels like maybe it would be fair for if we're getting buy-in on, I'm not sure exactly what we're calling this now, preamble, whatever we're calling it, we kind of need to do that before we can decide to use it as a template, right? Or am I making
most of this, I mean, I really think we're down to the editorials. I think the level of summary of what the steps the team has gone through is not really changing in the last couple of weeks.
Okay.
That was my understanding as well. I feel like we're giving more context and explanation for the template, but substantively, nothing has changed. I haven't seen any suggestions of different methodologies that we should use or word changing on the template. In that sense, my understanding is nothing. We've changed nothing. We've simply added more explanations for what everyone on the team agreed to do a month or so ago.
So at the risk of being that guy on the call again, we haven't gotten sort of an all clear flag from the people who have raised the most consternation, most concerns with our write-up. In other words, you know, if we were to go forward with this, it's possible that we'd be kicking the can down the road. And I think that's probably, you know, not to sort of impute stuff to you, Russ and Lauren, but maybe that's part of the reason you want to put it on the agenda is to try and sort of put a fork in things. But is that something we should worry about? Because honestly, this to me seemed like a couple things. It seemed like, one, this was very, very much as good a description of a methodology for this thing as we were going to ever really get. So I didn't even remotely understand the objections. But two, I also think the SSR1 review is sufficiently different from all the other sub-streams, work streams, whatever it's called, that it's not clear that the same methodology we would use for this would apply in other places. Like with DNS SSR, we have to figure out what's in bounds, what's out of bounds, et cetera, right?
Eric, I completely agree with that, but I think you see a play, the kinds of things you're going to say, even though the what you did part might be context specific. I think that what I hope we learned is that if we don't write down something about methodology before we start writing or even summarizing the review part, then we're going to revisit and circle back and revisit and circle back. That's why I'm looking for a high-level description of the methodology from each work stream so that we can actually not circle back and say, yes, that's what we said we were going to do.
Yeah, I understand. I'm definitely not trying to be cantankerous. But, you know, it's like,
oh, I'm not taking it that way.
but just like literally, I'm not entirely sure where I would start because the DNS SSR, especially based on in the past when we sort of said like, oh, it looks like, you know, like an apple, And then someone's like, clearly it's an orange. You know, it's like we have to start off with a lot of like what's in bounds, what's out of bounds. So, I mean, I guess I haven't thought about how we could do some sort of writing ahead of that. Like, I mean, I don't know if that makes, if what I'm saying is making any sense at all, but it's like just take a real simple, for instance, like are the IN or registry values in bounds or out of bounds for DNS SSR? And on the call here, we could come up with an answer to that. But, you know, clearly whatever answer we come up with on the call could be subject to debate on the larger team, let alone how we'd evaluate it, right? So is the preamble, is this the right time to do the preamble before we even get that sense? Or, you know what I'm saying? Maybe I'm just having like a total, like, you know, senior moment, but I'm having trouble figuring out where to start.
I think this is where you and I might be having a discussion. I'm looking for the preamble text to drive the discussion so that we get to those.
Okay. Maybe I've stuck because
just put a straw man out there. So that we can have the discussion now as opposed to having the discussion when we have text in front of us that took a lot of time to get to. And then somebody says, wait, that wasn't the methodology we agreed to use, or wait, they're out of scope. We can say, no, during the preamble, we discussed it.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to do.
I think that I understand. So, yeah.
Okay. So maybe the other two work stream people didn't because we didn't have this conversation with them.
Yeah,
I'll send a follow-up
email. Very confused, though they might be too.
Yeah, I'll send a follow-up email, Trent.
Okay, so this is Lauren again, quickly. Because for Eric's first point, I think, which is that the people who had complained, or at least some of them, did not communicate. While I think this is unfortunate, this whole exercise was done to have them being able to do this. They received multiple emails. There were multiple calls. There was a Google Doc open, and because I was holding the pen, I did get emails from two or three people who just kind of said, yes, this is really good, or like, I'm happy with this, or whatever. I've made some edits, but I'm good now. So it is mainly, I think, the one or two individuals that were the most vocal before that did not actually provide any information. And as unfortunate as this is, I think, you know, like, in the beginning, I was like, no, we shouldn't move ahead. We have to kind of do this to make sure it's fine. Now we spent another 2.5 weeks on trying to do this. There were tons of opportunities. And if you didn't use these opportunities, then my assumption is they read it and they were like, okay, now I'm happy. I mean, there is nothing more I think we can reasonably do right now. So I'm now at the point where I'm saying, I'll do the final edit tomorrow. I'll send it to Liz. We have it one last time on the call so everyone knows what was the final. And then we just move ahead.
Okay. That's where I am too, and I'm trying to get to the same place on the other work stream so that we don't have to repeat this, I don't know. I'm not sure I want to give an adjective to this exercise.
Yeah, don't give it an adjective, but Russ, and Lauren, I hate to say it, but we have to do something. And I don't say that because I know what to do. I say that based on, you know, past history with the team. The fact that nobody's currently complaining, but previously have, only indicates that there'll be more complaints and it's not really clear where they'll show up. We have to do some proactive messaging, even just amongst the team, and make it sort of like archival that this issue has now officially been put to bed and nobody raised an objection. And we have to get to the point where we can say something like that, because the whisper campaign will come back. My experience.
Okay. So I'm not sure about protocols here, because we did technically have rough consensus on last week's call. And the idea.
We also had a very lightly attended call, which was the point of sending it out on email.
Yeah,
right? So I'm not trying to object to the perspective that you all have. I actually agree with you. I'm mostly just reflecting from on things that have happened on the team for the last couple of years now. And I'm just sort of prognosticating that what will happen next is we will hear that somebody has raised an issue behind the scenes. And if we don't have something to fall back on saying it says right here and blah, 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 and this is on the record and this is why, et cetera, we'll be playing, you know, defense, and it'll be, in the past, that's been very difficult to overcome.
Okay, so I'm totally fine with this, Eric. Like, I'm not disagreeing here. My question is more how, in a procedural manner, do we get that buy-in after what I believe is, like, kind of our normal modus operandi. We got what we kind of should get. But that's my only question.
Yeah. That's a good question. It's to me. That's a good question. I would suggest that you lock the Google Doc, finalize the document, send it around to the list, along with we talked about it on these conference calls, we shared these email lists, we went through iterations for X period of time, we did a final call, this is the result. And then put it on the agenda for Thursday as this is the result of the last X weeks of work with no further comments or calls or suggestions. This is the final document. We'll file it on our wiki and we'll move forward with our work. Does anyone have any dissenting comments? And then put it on the record and move on. I think Russ and Lauren, your approach here is really smart, and that's how I would suggest you handle it. Remind everyone of all the opportunities and the way this developed, and all the different ways people had to add their comments. And this is the resulting document after the final call, and move forward.
Okay, this is Lauren. I would be happy with that. Eric, do you think that is sufficient? As you very correctly raised, that we should probably do this somehow.
So, you know, I think that makes sense. And, you know, I personally don't have a perspective on this. I'm just trying to sort of warn the leadership team from things I think have happened before. So I absolutely don't mind whatever the consensus to move forward here is. It's not my intent to try and drive this process. I'm just trying to make sure that if there are pitfalls ahead, that everyone's cognizant of them. To that end, I think the best thing I can think of to diffuse would be objections in the future is potentially to sort of outline a thank you statement to all the specific people that provided input and commentary, and a sort of a trailing statement that says that we believe we've incorporated all your feedback and we appreciate it. It was very helpful in evolving this. You have all contributed to the final state. Thank you. And then go forward, certainly with a call to any objections, please feel free to raise them. And that way there's something on the record that everyone's been heard, and, you know, listed by name in case there's concerns there. And that, you know, their input has been incorporated. That would just be my sense.
I think that's a great suggestion. And I would add that there are absolutely going to be occasions on this team where we have disagreements. And I think we also need to make sure that we create space for people to disagree, note an objection, note a minority perspective, and move on. And this idea that we have to stop and pull up past final decisions and sort of re-argue them is just going to blow up the whole work plan.
So, yeah, it's a really good point. In fact, maybe explicitly that a little section at the bottom saying if anybody would like to contribute a minority report, we'll include your text. And that way there's no subject of interpretation. And if someone has an objection, they need to state it in a way that they think it'll be clear because their text will be incorporated. That's maybe makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. I think this would be after the call, or do you want me to put that in the email tomorrow already?
I think putting it in the email already. You know, we've had the comment period's over, right? So thank you for all the comments.
Okay. So then, because this is like a complicated, or like not complicated, but a more specific matter, I will do the edits. I'll send you the final edit with the email I'm supposed to send, just to make sure that the wording is 100% on point, and we do not kind of run into any issues going forward. I hope that would be okay.
Right.
That'd be great.
So you can expect that tomorrow evening.
Okay. So I guess then the next thing I would like to talk about on the agenda is the preamble for each of the other work streams, assuming we get some, but hopefully we will. That makes sense.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. And then if there's any time left, since I'm assuming we will get started on that, but maybe we'll have to go back and do some rework. How should we begin work on the stuff that Boban put together?
This is Denise. Could we remind people in the agenda who's holding the pen for the preamble text for the other work stream? I can set that.
So it's Boban, Eric, and Boban, Eric, and Carrie Ann for internal, external, and futures.
Great. You could put the work streams in there too. Jennifer, I think that would be helpful. Asking them to talk about it, or are we just on the agenda? Are we asking them to talk about it in the meeting, or are we just reminding them that they're doing that? And do we have a deadline issued?
I asked them to have something for Thursday, last Thursday.
Okay.
I'm assuming that it'll be something that either they can have, or they will have questions that they need answered in order to proceed. I'll send them an email right after this call to remind them where we are. And I'd like to end the call with an assignment that each of the people who took an SSR1 recommendation and did a write-up of it now construct a text for the report to go behind the preamble. It's now agreed. Hopefully we can start assembling this thing. So should I send that an email ahead, or I don't know that there's, not sure what to do on that one, because I want to ultimately make a consensus call, but I'd rather make a consensus call on an assembled document.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you were asking.
So for each of the SSR1 tasks, we have someone who signed up to take the lead and put the bullets together and did all the stuff, and we have a summary. We want actual report text. So the question is, I don't want to take a consensus call on the result until we're actually looking at the report text. How do I get from here to there? I think the answer is ask each person who did the research to do the write-up. It'll probably be easier once the first one is done and they have a kind of a template to follow. How do I get that first template done?
So I guess I don't know if I have the answer, but I just want to point out a couple things that I think unfortunately might be wrinkles. There's some recommendations that had multiple people on them. So, of course, figuring out who's going to either multiple people will jump in, or more likely multiple people will step back. So it may wind up being an exercise in saying, you know, who the stuckey is for each of these things, right? You probably don't want to leave it to people to arbitrate if you can sort of push on people. But your comment about you think it'll be easier if there's like an exemplar, like if somebody does recommendation N, then everyone can sort of say how N looks and do their own. Is that what you were suggesting? Might make it easier?
Yep.
Do you want to sort of do it sort of like the Google Doc way, or do you want to sort of have somebody hold the pen and just get snippets from people and compose it themselves? I'm starting to wonder, you know, the Google collaboration model is really helpful for people working together, but, you know, it might, I don't know if it's a multiple, too many chefs spoil the broth kind of situation or not, if it's worth sort of having somebody hold the pen and just receive updates from people and collate them after the ambiguity of who gets each recommendation is sorted. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know, Lauren, did you find that people being able to do the edits made it harder or easier? You're talking, you're muted.
Well, while Lauren works the audio out, I just sort of, my concern probably stems from, I think this might be quite, it's possible that parts of this might be quite contentious, which isn't a bad thing. I mean, obviously we don't want to hide contention. We just want to maximize good put.
Zach.
So this is Lauren. I hope it is working now. I'm testing a new headset, and it is not working very well, as you can see. I think with the Google Docs edit, I think with the preamble text, it was just a lot. I think we can work this better when it comes to the kind of recommendations document. The obvious problem is who is holding the overall pen? Because if everyone can just edit around, it might get really messy. And splitting it up into like multiple documents would be very complicated and work intensive. So I'm not sure which is the kind of best solution here. Because if we all just put the stuff in suggest, right, it will look at least as messy as the preamble.
Yeah, that's precisely what I was worried. So yeah, that sounds
good. So Nagar, do you have any experience from another review team that you can share?
Hi, Russ. I mean, the other teams have done a lot of similar work, as in a review team member may have had help depend on the documents would be sent around for comment and review. So it's been a very similar approach to actually what Lauren has been doing on his Google Doc. And on occasions, you know, they've had to remind review team members to take part in the process or address something by the due date to provide feedback. But the process overall had seemed to be working. And if you guys are fine, I mean, that's definitely the general process we have seen in terms of circulating documents that's going to have input from multiple review team members, and generally one person holds the pen primarily while others provide feedback and input and review.
Okay. So I'm going to be at a conference this week. I don't know if I will be bored and have time or be enthralled and get no prep done. But if I'm on the board side of that, I will write up the recommendation I did and try and make it a template, or at least throw it out there as a straw man for the template. I know it. End of semester time for Eric.
And this is Denise. I'll be on business travel all week. I may or may not be able to make the call. I'm going to try.
All right.
And I would suggest, as this is Denise, that we keep the work plan periodically on the agenda to make sure we're reminding folks what our deliverables are and determining whether we need to update any dates.
That's a good idea. Why don't we put that as a final item, just to say, are updates needed? Okay, I think we need to add on item 1.5 for you to share whatever you've learned on the Vancouver LA stuff. And a 1B to make sure that everyone has heard from travel about Kobe. Okay, that looks good to me. So does anyone else on the call see something to the agenda that needs added? All right. Is there anything else we need to talk about as a leadership team? Oh, whether we're going to have a call on the 3rd. So my concern with the call on the 3rd is that we won't have had a leadership call on the 31st. So my preference would be to start with a leadership call on the 7th and the 1st in the new year on the 10th.
So this is Lauren. My fear would be that essentially we would be having a call that might or might not be, and this is the problem, very badly attended. So while I don't have a problem personally with the 3rd or doing the leadership call on the 31st, we might just have like a very empty meeting, and I'm not sure if that has much of a point.
Well, I know I can't make a leadership call on the 31st. So I think if we don't do our planning, we know how the call will go. So I suggest we have no calls that week.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Kick it off on the 7th. And I guess we need to add a 1C to share that with the team. Okay, I think we're done then.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.